This is New Beginnings. Supported by AARP in the Twin Cities. A program for and about America's 78 million baby boomers. Hosted by award-winning broadcaster and speaker Freddie Bell. New Beginnings topics include end-of-life concerns, health of mind, body, and spirit, housing, finance, and your career. Here's your host, Freddie Bell, as he welcomes career expert Joe McKenzie, founder of Ripple Connects.
You are listening to New Beginnings. I'm Freddie Bell. Hi, everybody. And with me right now is our co-host on the program, Mr. Joe McKenzie. He's the founder of Ripple Connects. Welcome, Joe.
Good afternoon, Freddie Bell. How are you?
Unbelievable. So glad you're with us. And Ripple Connects does some fine work in our communities.
Absolutely. We help people to reinvent, recalibrate, retool their careers through very specific methods. We want our clients to thrive in a new job. Anybody can find a job, but we want them to thrive. We want them to grow. We want to make sure that it's a good fit culturally, as well as a place where their accomplishments will be rewarded and appreciated. RippleConnects.com is my website, Freddie. They can find out more about my company and how I've impacted people's careers. And they can always give me a call directly at 763-438-1621. Freddie, I return everybody's calls because it's the right thing to do.
Yes, indeed. And this week we want to talk about burst into search. Let's understand, first of all, what that is. I know that we've covered a lot of ground in the years that we've been working together, but this one is really important. Now, let's talk about, if you can recap what we did in May, and let's bring it forward for our listeners.
Absolutely. In May, we talked more about the creative job search and how taking a very regimented approach, a 9-to-5 Monday through Friday, when you're looking for a job, say you are in transition, versus being more of a creative job search with some downtime, bursts of activity, meaning making phone calls, returning emails, meeting with people. You know, I read this book by an author named Barabasi called Bursts, and they talk about the hidden patterns behind everything we do, from emails to our physical activity and so forth. And humans are really built that way, to do things in bursts and to have it so regimented to say, okay, I'm looking for a job. Monday morning at 11 o'clock, I have to be in front of my computer calling people. Or Wednesdays at 10 a.m., I have to be doing this. And I pushed back on that idea after kind of giving some thought reading this book by Barabasi, that we really want to optimize our time when we're talking with people, meeting with people, interviewing with people, returning emails, what have you. And that's really what we talked about in May. And Freddie, I got more response out of this program than I've had in probably 6 months. Wow. For the programs I put out there. And that's why I wanted to kind of circle back on this and get some of the insights of the people that heard that segment, as well as some new insights about how to, for the person who's just hearing it for the first time, how they can embrace kind of a burst type of approach to their job search.
Can you expand on burst? What does it mean to burst into that search? I know you talked about being regimented maybe at 11 o'clock, but how do you mean that, Joe? How can we put that into practical action?
Really, what do we want to do, Freddie, is look at when we're at our best. So a lot of people will return emails at a certain time of day, or make phone calls a certain time of day, or set up their meetings at a certain time of day. You know, I see it as batching a lot of times, where we kind of set up our afternoons or our mornings. In fact, we expand our search to Saturday mornings and Sundays and so forth. But really that burst of activity, sometimes you can put out some of your best emails back to back to back to back, versus being it so truncated with phone calls and email, because you do get into that burst of energy or that burst of low time where you want to be more reflective. And when I allow people to think about their job search in that way, then Freddie, they can optimize the activity when they're at their best, versus feeling the guilt of, hey, I suppose I should be looking at my computer. I'm in job search. It's Wednesday at 2 p.m. Well, what's wrong with taking your dad to the Vikings training camp and sitting there in an afternoon? And then all of a sudden, Freddie, you think of, aha, I thought of a person I wanted to connect with. I thought of an organization that I had heard some time ago was looking for some skills that I have. There's that downtime in comparison to your bursts, that creative downtime. So in a nutshell, that's what it is, Freddie, that burst of human activity that we really harness to be at our best at all times.
You mentioned, everyone, we're talking with Joe McKenzie, the founder of Ripple Connects. We're talking about bursting into the search of your career. So you mentioned some feedback that you've gotten. What is one piece of reaction or feedback that you received that stands out in your mind?
I had three people thank me. Thank me that that reaffirmed the way they were approaching their job search was working for them. And it removed some of the guilt that they thought that, well, society thinks that if I'm out of work, I should be looking for a job 9 to 5, Monday through Friday. And so removing some of that guilt allowed that creativity, that downtime, being reflective, but most importantly, Freddie, the ability to set up your schedule based upon when you're at your best. And so many times, Freddie, I'll stack two or three meetings together or two or three important phone calls relatively within a couple hours of each other, because that's when I'm at my best. As an entrepreneur and a small business owner, I have to be at my best. And so when I allow my clients to be at their best, they're thankful. They're not succumbing to societal pressure to say, okay, well, everybody's at work, I probably should be looking for a job. Well, why not read a good book? Why not visit with an old friend that you haven't seen in a while? Because you never know, Freddie, if someone says, you know, I didn't even realize you're in transition. Or someone says, do you know that you have the skill and this industry needs that? Mm. When we have softer eyes in regards to our job search versus being so focused Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, that creativity, that magic happens when we allow it to happen. But if we never get up from our desks, if we're so regimented and we don't think that way, it may not happen that way. So it mainly, Freddie, people were thanking me to remove some of that guilt, and I let that creativity flow and optimizing when they're at their best. I think that's the most important thing that I was told.
Interesting. So building on that creativity that you heard.
Yes.
And also, yes. So from that creativity, from the feedback that you've gotten about bursting into search, do you have new insights into this kind of job search approach?
I do. Since we talked about it in May, if someone's listening for the first time today to New Beginnings, I think one of the things that they should really stop to reflect is when they're at their best, and what they're doing, what time they're returning emails or meeting with people or having phone calls or interviewing or networking. If you think of it as those are some of the major aspects of looking for a job and reinventing, recalibrate, and retooling your career, kind of note or reflect upon when you're at your best so you can set up your week. So you're not going at it like, when am I at my best? Freddie, I return my emails mainly in the morning before 9, 10 a.m. And by 10 a.m., I'm free and clear to make those important phone calls. And many times I have a lot of my meetings from 11 to 3. I've learned that about myself. I'm someone else may be different, but let's take the time to figure out when we're at our best. If you have mental clarity to return some important emails early in the morning, and you're at your best, that's that burst of activity that Barabasi talked about in his book, Burst. It's that hidden patterns that we start to realize when we can really harness our own activity. And I think that's probably the most innovative topic I've brought in 4 years at New Beginnings, because I've been to a lot of job search groups. I've obviously spoke to a lot of them, but you know, too many times they take a very regimented approach, and it makes a lot of people feel like they're inferior or not doing the right things. I'm giving them permission to be creative. I'm giving them permissions to have that burst of activity, but I want them to realize when they're at their best. So make notes of that or think about it, reflect, and then take some of the insights that I shared here in May and in tonight or today about how to incorporate and how to optimize your job search activity to be at your best, because you really need to be at your best when you're talking to HR people on a phone screen, or when you're, what if you have a 3-hour interview, Freddie, and you realize that you're better in the afternoon than the morning? Wouldn't that be a strategic move to try to gear it towards an afternoon meeting?
Absolutely. All of a sudden, I'm too busy in the morning to meet with you.
But yet you've got other activities going on. You set your schedule. But if you exactly. can, if you understand when you're at your best, then you can optimize your job search activity and absolutely. not succumb to when people say you should be at, when you should be meeting or when you're at your best. Freddie, some of my best meetings are on Saturday mornings, to be honest. Some of my best emails, some of my best social media posts, some of my best articles are on Saturday mornings. And I'm good with that. I realize that.
That's really maximizing that burst. And Joe, we got to leave it right there. But you know how we always leave it with our audience.
At Ripple Connects, we turn candidates into contenders.
And our show continues right now.
If you are ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. That's RippleConnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. For more information, RippleConnects.com.
Hey ladies, have you ever wanted a place where you could network, shop, eat, laugh, and learn? Sister Spokesman is that place. Held the first Saturday of every month, Sister Spokesman takes place from 12 to 4 p.m. at various locations throughout the Twin Cities. And it's sponsored by the Minnesota Spokesman Recorder. Vendor opportunities are also available. For more information, 612-827-4021 or online at spokesman-recorder.com.
Sister Spokesman.
It's time to wake up and finally go after that goal and create that success that you've been wanting for so long. West Metro Hypnosis is making it so easy to find out how powerful hypnosis can be to help you make positive changes in your life. For only $49, you can schedule your discovery session to discover how powerful you really are and how hypnosis can help you reach your goals. So what limitation have you accepted about yourself? That you can't lose weight, that you can't stop smoking, that you can't get over a fear, that you can't? $49 will show you how possible your goal really is. Call Kelly today at 952-222-3975 to schedule your $49 discovery session. You'll be surprised at how good it feels to finally be creating your success. 952-222-3975. West Metro Hypnosis. Wake up to your success.
This is the Real Possibilities Update, your guide to all the exciting things that are happening with AARP in the Twin Cities. Because if you don't think Real Possibilities in the Twin Cities when you think AARP, well, then you don't know ARP. You see, AARP is hosting free Movies for Grown-Ups screenings at theaters across the metro. They're helping protect families from identity theft and scams with the AARP Fraud Watch Network. And AARP volunteers are helping people in need complete their tax returns free of charge. So whether you're a caregiver, someone who's trying to save for retirement, or if you just want to save money and connect with friends and neighbors for fun at local events, then AARP has resources for you. Get to know AARP and see all the real possibilities right here in the Twin Cities at aarp.org/twincities.
Hello, friends. I've been talking to you about Prairie Oaks Memorial Eco Gardens, Minnesota's first green cemetery dedicated to celebrating life and protecting our environment. One of the many wonderful things they have is something called the Living Urn. Ashes are buried in an urn with seedlings, ultimately coming back to life as a glorious tree. Isn't that a beautiful thing? Why don't you log on to the website, mngreengraves.com. Learn more about Prairie Oaks Memorial Eco Gardens. See if it might be something that's meaningful for you.
I'm Steve Conklin.
And I'm Jake Daroff.
We're the hosts of the Mortgage Talk Show, Sundays at 12:30.
Steve, what are we going to talk about this week?
This week, we have a special guest, Dave Ortega, founder of Satori Mortgage. We also discuss Zillow's article on rising home values, and we tackle why mortgage brokers are the best option for your home buying needs.
Check us out for more information and email us any questions at mortgagetalkshow.com.
Tune in to The Mortgage Talk Show every Sunday at 12:30 on AM 950.
You're listening to New Beginnings.
New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
On New Beginnings, we thought we'd give you some practical tips on how to save money and some ways that you can look into your budget and find ways to help you with your IRA or whatever type of savings vehicle that you might have. We turn to Francine Evans, who is a retired federal agent and also an enrolled agent. And here she is as she was giving an address to a very specific group of savers.
I'm Francine Evans, a retired federal employee and enrolled agent. Today I'm sharing how to boost savings with three questions. Taking a hard look at your finances today can deliver a big upside to your retirement assets. There's a very good chance you're not saving enough. Generation X, people born from 1965 to 1978, have a median of just $72,000 in retirement accounts. Retiring with $72,000 translates to roughly $250 a month in retirement income for 30 years. The average retirement age household currently spends about $3,800 a month. There's no bailout here. Social Security will pick up some, but not all, of the slack. The program replaces about 40% of income from an average earner. The rest must come from savings. Faced with the reality, ask yourself these three questions. Number one, are you putting money in the right places? The retirement savings gap is a multifaceted problem. Debt levels are high, incomes are relatively stagnant, and employer-sponsored retirement plans are more scarce than they should be. When there isn't enough money to go around, far-off goals get shuffled to the back seat. For many people, there isn't much that feels further off than retirement, so it frequently gets shortchanged, literally. After all, there are debts to repay and emergency funds to build, not to mention vacations to go on or houses to buy. But with few exceptions, retirement should come first. That is especially true if you have an employer retirement plan that matches your contributions, which could be a quick 50% to 100% return on your investment. You won't find a return like that anywhere else. So capturing those matching dollars comes before other goals, including paying off debt. Want to understand how valuable your match is? Run your numbers through a 401k calculator. That's what I did. And if you don't have an employer retirement plan that offers matching dollars, you should still prioritize saving for retirement by contributing to an IRA, especially when you're young. Investing early gives your money time to compound. The current annual IRA contribution limit of $5,500 could easily grow to six times that over 30 years without additional contributions from you. And with a Roth IRA, you pocket that growth tax-free. Number two, do you know what you're spending? This is not about coffee or the new version of that nickel and diming obsession of avocado toast. It's about spending with intention and being aware of where your money is going. There are certainly people who have already shaved their spending down to the bare minimum. But even if you have done that, you would be surprised how quickly your budget starts loosening up again. Regularly spend some time combing through your spending by reviewing credit card and bank statements. There is a good chance even the leanest budgeters can surface a few glaring leaks. If you still don't know where to make cuts, take a look at your insurance coverage. Most people are undercovered for the big stuff and overinsured for the little stuff. Flipping that around can be a 10% savings right away. Number three, does the money you save make it into savings? This is the common hole in even the most well-intentioned effort. You take the time to audit your budget, you negotiate your bills, you raise your insurance deductible to lower your premium, you get a raise or a bonus, and then that money gets absorbed into some other expenses. There is no shame, and often no fee, though you should double check, in making repeated transfers from your checking account into your savings account. Do that each time you save money. Then, once a month, move the extra you have accumulated into a retirement account like a Roth IRA. You can also make repeated transfers into that account directly, but be sure you are not paying a commission or a transaction fee for each investment. Investing doesn't happen accidentally. If you just have more money when you cut expenses and you don't have a process in place to make sure that money goes into your investment portfolio, you can pretty much guarantee you're going to spend it on something you don't really need. I'm Francine Evans, a retired federal employee and enrolled agent.
And thank you, Francine, for those fine words and those words of advice on savings. And you're listening to New Beginnings, and our program continues right now.
This is the Real Possibilities Update, your guide to all the exciting things that are happening with AARP in the Twin Cities. Because if you don't think real possibilities in the Twin Cities when you think AARP, well, then you don't know ARP. You see, AARP is hosting free Movies for Grown-Ups screenings at theaters across the metro. They're helping protect families from identity theft and scams with the AARP Fraud Watch Network. And AARP volunteers are helping people in need complete their tax returns free of charge. So whether you're a caregiver, someone who's trying to save for retirement, or if you just want to save money and connect with friends and neighbors for fun at local events, then AARP has resources for you. Get to know AARP and see all the real possibilities right here in the Twin Cities at aarp.org/twincities.
Recently, someone said, "You look really happy. What's up?" I had to admit that I was feeling good. My job, friends, and spiritual life are all in tune. It's just so good when you find a place that helps you over the bumps in life, affirms that you are a special person, and that all you desire is waiting for you to claim it. A place where there's no blame, no shame, letting you just be you, embracing, loving, empowering. That's Unity South Church, a non-denominational spiritual community for adults and children, located at 7950 First Avenue South in Bloomington. Come visit on Sundays at 9 a.m. or 10:30 a.m. Unity South.
And now it's time for this week's Point of Focus.
Quantum physics and psychology have proven conclusively that you get what you expect. If you expect something different will happen.
This is life and enterprise management.
I love living. I think that's infectious. It's something that you can't fake.
The dictionary defines service as an act of helpful activity. That's today's point of focus, being of service. Service is an action, and it's one of the most fulfilling actions that anyone can take. Being of service requires thought and effort, but the rewards are immeasurable. You can be of service at work as you assist your coworkers on projects, in your community as you volunteer for special events, or even with your family as you help with their daily task. You can be of service to organizations that are meaningful to you, that need your assistance or expertise, because it's through service that you set the law of giving and receiving into motion, and you get more than you give. Your acts of service helps those in all the lives that you touch. If you'd like to learn more, I'd welcome the chance to speak to your organization. To learn how, all you have to do is visit me at www.freddiebell.com or call 888-639-9738. Or you can reach me by email. It's freddie@freddiebell.com. freddie@freddiebell.com. Our show features the concerns of America's 78 million baby boomers in employment, finance, health and nutrition, spirituality, and even entertainment. Every day is a chance for a fresh start.
It's time to wake up and finally go after that goal and create that success that you've been wanting for so long. West Metro Hypnosis is making it so easy to find out how powerful hypnosis can be to help you make positive changes in your life. For only $49, you can schedule your discovery session to discover how powerful you really are and how hypnosis can help you reach your goals. So what limitation have you accepted about yourself? That you can't lose weight, that you can't stop smoking, that you can't get over a fear, that you can't? $49 will show you how possible your goal really is. Call Kelly today at 952-222-3975 to schedule your $49 discovery session. You'll be surprised at how good it feels to finally be creating your success. 952-222-3975. West Metro Hypnosis. Wake up to your success.
If you are ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. That's RippleConnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. For more information, RippleConnects.com.
Minnesota has a lot going on this summer, and I don't want to miss a moment of it. However, my carpets remind me of the good times later. That's why I call Zero Res. I'm not willing to waste a beautiful summer weekend washing rugs, so don't worry, because the carpet cleaning heroes at Zero Res can help. So schedule your cleaning today by calling 952-ZERO-RES, or you can book online at ZeroResMinnesota.com. Don't forget to ask for the special AM 950 listener pricing. Zero Res, spell it backward or forward. It spells the same.
Are you thinking of selling your house or downsizing to main level living for an easier lifestyle? I'm Janelle Holte with Seller's Edge Home Team and Coldwell Banker Burnett, your agent with heart. My team specializes in selling homes and helping you find the next property for all life stages. Call me today for your free equity assessment. I'll get you moving. That's Janelle Holte at 612-203-9661 or find us online at sellersedgehometeam.com.
With your AM 950 weather, I'm Hunter Haas. Today, patchy smoke, mostly sunny with a high near 86. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 65. And Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 85. This week's EatLocalMinnesota.com Restaurant of the Week is The Great Wall. Just north of 50th and France in Edina, The Great Wall Restaurant has been providing a delicious taste of authentic Chinese cuisine since 1981. Find out more at EatLocalMinnesota.com.
Public Housing is right now on New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
Happy weekend, everybody. I'm Freddie Bell. Our show is unfolding right in front of your very ears. And speaking about ears, you have a really big event that's really going to address itself to screenings for hearing. When is that taking place? We're talking with Kitty Harris from the Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center.
Hi, Freddie. Our event is going to be this Thursday, the 23rd, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. over at the Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center, located at 1015 4th Avenue North in Minneapolis. And this event is free and open to the public.
Talk about the partners who are helping to put on this particular screening for hearing.
So this screening, as you know, over at the center, we love to work with collaborative partners. And so we got a call from a young lady at Songs for Sound. And they have a van that just goes around the country and provides free hearing screenings for older adults and also gives them an opportunity to get connected to resources and helps with potential diagnoses for hearing loss, helps them get information about understanding cochlear implants, hearing aids, and other things, assistive devices that older adults can use in order to have a great functioning life.
All right. So there's no need to pre-register for this particular screening?
Nope. No need to register. People can just walk in over at 1015 4th Avenue North. We'll be screening people again from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Screenings take anywhere from 10 to 15 minutes. And of course, we will have some refreshments and other little giveaways as well.
All right. And you have another big event involving Alzheimer's.
Yes. One of our missions here at the center, aside from our our other wonderful activities that we do is to make North Minneapolis a dementia-friendly community. And we continue to work with great partners like Volunteers of America and the Alzheimer's Association to meet those needs of not only our participants at the center, but the community as a whole. So we're excited to be participating in the 2018 Walk to End Alzheimer's. It's a big event that's held here every year in the Twin Cities. We start out over at Target Field and we walk around the designated area. And it's an opportunity to raise money for Alzheimer's initiatives in Minnesota, but as well as to raise awareness to this disease. And so we will be accepting donations here at the center for those who are interested in donating to Alzheimer's Walk. They can see some of our collaborative partners at Open Circle or Thomas T. Feeney Manor. If people want to sign up and walk on a team, we can get them connected. We have three teams that are walking here. But ultimately, we just want to continue to have that conversation about Alzheimer's and dementia and how it affects the African-American community as well as North Minneapolis.
There are not a lot of conversations about Alzheimer's and dementia in our community.
There are not. It's still a stigma that's attached to it in the African-American community. A lot of people don't want to face it. A lot of people are in denial. But here at the center, we have multiple partners on site that do address it, that do show families and caregivers how to continue to help their loved ones live a wonderful and fulfilled life. And so the biggest thing is we just need to start the conversation and dispel those myths about it and know that there are people that once you get the diagnosis, it's not a death sentence. And let's just see how we can work to make these days the best days that you have with your loved one. So we just need to have that conversation and take away the fear. And now let's start to deal with the facts so we can have some fun.
All right. Two big events, Songs for Sound and also the Alzheimer's Walk. If you like more information about this, you can always contact the Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center, 612-344-2221. Or Kitty, they can always stop by.
They can always stop by. We love visitors. We welcome tours. We welcome friends of the community. Just come on by and see us.
You're listening to New Beginnings, and our show continues right now.
Hey, ladies, have you ever wanted a place where you could network, shop, eat, laugh, and learn? Sister Spokesman is that place. Held the first Saturday of every month, Sister Spokesman takes place from 12 to 4 p.m. at various locations throughout the Twin Cities. And it's sponsored by the Minnesota Spokesman Recorder. Vendor opportunities are also available. For more information, 612-827-4021 or online at spokesman-recorder.com.
Sister Spokesman.
If you are ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. That's RippleConnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. For more information, RippleConnects.com.
You're listening to New Beginnings. New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
Hi, everyone. You are listening to New Beginnings, and I am Freddie Bell. On occasion, we take time to talk to not only the baby boomers in our audience, those who are 50-plus, but also we talk to people who are the children of the baby boomers and people who are younger in our audience. And I want to talk about student loan relief, and I know it's been elusive for a lot of people. And parents, you may be listening right now, and maybe it's you, the student, who is paying off that loan. Well, the government's Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program was created with a simple premise. Number one, take a job and help the greater good and get some debt relief down the road. It's that simple. But it hasn't been that easy. A confusing set of rules and servicers who provided misleading information left many people denied forgiveness. And this is one of those well-intentioned programs that's made millions of people's heads spin. The program was designed to encourage people to take jobs in teaching, social work, or other positions that typically require higher education but pay modest wages. To avoid financially crippling these workers, the government would forgive the balance of certain federal student loans after they work full-time for at least 10 years for a government or not-for-profit organization and made 120 monthly payments. Sounds pretty simple. The initial round of forgiveness was supposed to begin in the fall of 2017, but few people have made it through. If you're trying to navigate this process, I've got some help for you this weekend. Number one, to begin, educate yourself on the requirements. You need to have the right kind of loan, the right kind of job, and the right kind of repayment plan. Anything less than all of these and you'll be rejected. Next, check out the U.S. Department of Education's website at studentaid.gov/public-service for more details. And then you have to have a federal direct loan to qualify. Other popular ways to borrow, such as a Perkins loan, federal family education loan, or through a private lender, do not qualify. If you don't know what type of federal student loans you have, log in to studentaid.ed.gov to find out. What counts as qualifying employment trips people up a lot. You must work full-time, which is based on your employer's definition of full-time, or at least 30 hours per week, whichever is greater. If you have multiple jobs, you can meet the requirement if you work a combined average of 30 hours a week. It is your employer, not your job, that determines whether you meet standards for qualifying employment. Employment with a government organization at any level, federal, state, local, or tribal, counts. Serving as a full-time AmeriCorps or Peace Corps volunteer also qualifies. It gets a little trickier when it comes to not-for-profits. If you work for a not-for-profit that is tax-exempt under Internal Revenue 501c3 rules, you're fine. Otherwise, the not-for-profit qualifies only if their primary purpose is to provide qualifying public service, which is a list of 12 different services. And you must be at an income-driven repayment plan to qualify. These plans base your monthly repayment on your income. Additionally, you have to make all of your 120 payments under a qualifying plan. These payments don't have to be consecutive, but they must be in full. The program got off to a rocky start, and so many borrowers were denied that Congress passed a temporary expansion of the program. Now, to qualify, your application must have already been denied because some or all of the payments were made under the wrong type of repayment plan. Borrowers who believe they may qualify for the TEP SLF opportunity should email a request for reconsideration to tepslf@myfedloan.org. Just trying to give you some help this weekend if you are repaying a student loan, if you have someone in your household who is trying to repay that federal loan. I'm Freddie Bell, and you're listening to New Beginnings.
This is the Real Possibilities Update, your guide to all the exciting things that are happening with AARP in the Twin Cities. Because if you don't think real possibilities in the Twin Cities when you think AARP, well, then you don't know ARP. You see, AARP is hosting free Movies for Grown-Ups screenings at theaters across the metro. They're helping protect families from identity theft and scams with the AARP Fraud Watch Network. And AARP volunteers are helping people in need complete their tax returns free of charge. So whether you're a caregiver, someone who's trying to save for retirement, or if you just want to save money and connect with friends and neighbors for fun at local events, then AARP has resources for you. Get to know AARP and see all the real possibilities right here in the Twin Cities at aarp.org/twincities.
Freddie welcomes Kelly Von Heidekamp of West Metro Hypnosis.
Hi again, everyone. I'm Freddie Bell, and this is New Beginnings. And with me right now, sitting squarely in front of that microphone, is Kelly Von Heidekamp of West Metro Hypnosis. Welcome back to the show, Kelly.
I am sitting squarely and at attention, Freddie. It's my pleasure to be here.
I'm glad you're here. And we want to talk about this afternoon what's important. And my question to you is, what is important?
Well, this question builds on what we talked about last week. And if you recall, we talked about having time enough to rest, time enough to be productive, time enough to do everything that is mine to do. And if we and when we start to change our relationship with time and move away from this constant, I'm so busy, I have no time, and we want to change that experience and we start to move in further and further into, I do have time enough, I have enough time to do everything that is mine to do, then we must ask ourselves the question, what is important? Because if we look backwards into our past, we have to realize that everything that has been important has gotten done. Would you agree?
I would say so. I would agree with that.
So we might find a few things here and there that didn't get done, and maybe then we have to see that they weren't all that important. But the important stuff tends to always get done. So if we want to begin to improve our relationship with the time that we have, asking that question, what is important to me, is a fundamental one to get very clear on, so we have a deeper and greater understanding of how we use our time. And I don't know about you, but I've got a couple games on my phone that suck up time that isn't always the most beneficial thing for me to do. Do you have any of those, Freddie?
Of course not.
Of course not. My favorite, Sudoku. I love Sudoku. I just love it. Anyway, but we have to start looking, you know, are we leaking a lot of time to Facebook? Are we leaking it a lot of our time to social media? Are we leaking a lot of it to, you know, at the water cooler, in the break room, maybe engaging in conversations that aren't very beneficial to us or to others? Are we doing things that isn't absolutely necessary? And that doesn't mean that we always have to be on task and focused and 100% there at all times. But it is an important question to begin to ask ourselves, especially if we want to start building more time in for those other things that we talked about in previous weeks, downtime, time to do absolutely nothing, which I believe is that's a very important thing to schedule. To just do nothing, not have anything on your schedule, and just have the freedom to sit on your couch or make a phone call or go on a bike ride or go to a movie or clean out the unorganized drawer that's been wanting to be cleaned out, any number of things. But really understanding the fundamental power in that question, and that you are the only one who can answer it. And when you're willing to look at it squarely in the eye and answer it honestly, you start to see that you've got all kinds of time to do the things that are important.
Mm. And that's so simple and yet so powerful.
It is. It just requires our awareness and our consciousness, our willingness to be deliberate in the process.
How can we reach you, Kelly?
952-222-3975 or westmetrohypnosis.com.
And this is New Beginnings, and we continue right at this second.
It's time to wake up and finally go after that goal and create that success that you've been wanting for so long. West Metro Hypnosis is making it so easy to find out how powerful hypnosis can be to help you make positive changes in your life. For only $49, you can schedule your discovery session to discover how powerful you really are and how hypnosis can help you reach your goals. So what limitation have you accepted about yourself? That you can't lose weight, that you can't stop smoking, that you can't get over a fear, that you can't? $49 will show you how possible your goal really is. Call Kelly today at 952-222-3975 to schedule your $49 discovery session. You'll be surprised at how good it feels to finally be creating your success. 952-222-3975. West Metro Hypnosis, wake up to your success.
It's summertime and the neighborhood is full of activity. Blue Sky Services offers power washing and soft washing for home siding, composite decks, walkways, roofs, and more. They will have your home sparkling like new without damaging your exterior, landscape, or yard. Call 651-447-4484 to take advantage of the final sale before the fall, this month only. Get an early start with Blue Sky's August sale prices and keep your house looking healthy while adding value to your home. Call 651-447-4484. That's Blue Sky Services at 651-447-4484.
Crazy about pets? We are too. The Pet Connection Show is a great venue for fun, informative, and creative conversations about pets. Join myself, Kathy Menard, and Dr. Nicole Parole, along with guests who are leaders in the dynamic and growing pet industry, as we discuss healthcare, relationships, behaviors, and even political issues as they relate to our pets. So come, sit, stay for the Pet Connection Show, Sundays 11 a.m. to noon on AM 950 Radio, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
As we continue with New Beginnings, we now turn to Unity South in the Twin Cities, where the Reverend James Stacy is the senior minister, and they invite you to their two Sunday morning services at 9 a.m. and at 10:30 a.m., as well as to their numerous weekly activities and classes. More information is found at unitysouth.org. Here now is the Reverend James Stacy with a lesson already in progress.
Centuries and centuries ago, in Europe, a group came together of very evolved individuals, and they formed what came to be known as the Rosicrucian Order. And they had this simple statement that inspires mine: I exist, I experience, I create. They expressed it, of course, in their time in Latin, the divine language. But they spoke, ex Deo nascimur, we come forth from God. We are birthed by God. We have divine origin. Secondly, in Christo morimur, we live and even die in Christ. That is to say, by the Christ ideal, we move through challenge, we move through death, we are victorious. And their third statement of the Trinity, per spiritum sanctum revivissimus, by the Holy Spirit, we are resurrected. We are continually transformed by life. So when we say in unity that we must go to our beginning, we must have a clear understanding of our statement of being, of the nature of what we are as God's beautiful creation. We begin by the statement that seems almost too simple: I exist. You can build a whole morning meditation on just contemplating, just resting in the thought, I exist. Are you like me, that you sometimes get caught up in all the details of the day or of the week? Or as you're coming to this church during the week for my office hours, I wind my way through various obstacles and barricades. Yes, construction can seem annoying, but I choose to use these principles of truth and say, what's really going on here? And then I've been speaking a silent blessing to all of these workers. They are heroes, doing all this tremendous, heavy, hard work so that we can be assured that the utilities that we need in our church and in our home flow freely. So I must be careful that I'm not cursing them because they put obstacles in my way, but that I see the good work they're doing for the benefit of the whole. So we begin with this ideal, and then we carry it into our outer experience, and then we consciously choose, what am I going to create? What am I going to add to the mix? Will it be criticism? Will it be a curse? Or am I going to add to the mix something constructive, something that builds up, something that makes an ever greater and greater good in our community, our nation, and our world? So I invite you to join me for a moment in inner reflection. And as Charles Fillmore said, we began first with a denial. That can be a process of letting go either what has troubled us is troubling us, but it can also be the limited views of ourself. So I invite you to just allow these statements to move through your soul, holding to those that are helpful and are freeing you. So we turn our attention within. I am not defined by my name. I am not defined by my place of birth. I am not defined by my background. I am not defined by my education. I am not defined by my finances. I am not defined by my career. I am not defined by my relationships. I am not defined by any limited view. I am in truth God's creation. In my essence, I am good, great, wonder-filled. With spiritual powers, I can develop in ever fuller capacity to live my life successfully, healthfully, prosperously, cooperatively, lovingly, with wisdom and power and integrity. Thank you, God, that I am your expression of life in this world. Let me hold to my truth. Let me demonstrate my truth. Let me be a beneficial presence in this world. And let us now gently allow our attention to return from this inner realization and focus once again upon our outer world. Let us remember how powerful we are as creative beings. You know, we're always creating something. The trick is for us to be conscious and clear in what it is we wish to create, to bring into this world. We can learn to be more and more aware of what we are creating in our daily life. We can be a beneficial presence, not a destructive agent that breaks apart and tears apart people, communities, nations, and the world. Let's choose to take our inner nature, our true creative power, and make this world a better place for the common good of all people.
You just heard a message coming from the Reverend James Stacy, the Senior Minister of Unity South in the Twin Cities. More information is found at their website at unitysouth.org.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
You want to be in a place where people know your name. The message is positive and you feel fulfilled. Come be inspired at Unity South Church. Unity South is a non-denominational spiritual community with roots in love, acceptance, and prayer. We believe that you have an indwelling spark of divinity. Come visit us this Sunday for the interactive discussion at 9 a.m. or the regular service at 10:30 a.m. Unity South is located at 7950 First Avenue South in Bloomington. A stimulating and uplifting Sunday school for preschool through 18 years old. Unity South Church, embracing, loving, empowering.
Where everybody knows your name.
If you are ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. That's RippleConnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. For more information, RippleConnects.com.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. Thanks for making us a part of your weekend on New Beginnings. For Joe McKenzie, this is Freddie Bell reminding you that every day is a chance for a new beginning. We'll see you next week and online. Goodbye, everybody.